Liz is about to learn a lesson from the person you'd least expect, Maury. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's drawing toward the close of another school day, and Lucille is just finishing up that bane of all students' existences, the oral report. In her case, it's a history report, specifically on the First Amendment's Freedom of Religion Clause. Let's listen in.
When the fathers came to this land seeking freedom of religion, they knew how important it was. Let us hope that their devotion to that principle was not in vain and that our generation will take up the banner of religious liberty.
True!
Bless you, Miss Waddle.
Thank you, everyone. This cold is driving me crazy. Sorry about that, Lucille.
Poor Miss Waddle. That's okay.
You did a fine job.
Bless you, Miss Waddle.
Thank you. Thank you. And once again, thank you, Lucille. Okay, class, Lucille's report is the last one of the first group. The second group will give their reports next week, so you all better get started as soon as possible.
Miss Waddle?
Yes, Liz?
Can we do this project in pairs?
As I told the first group, yes, you can.
Great. Then Maury Clumptoes and I want to do our project together.
Is this true, Maury?
Yes, it is.
Our project will be on Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamber Lizard and the Battle of Little Roundhead at Gettysburg.
Good subject.
Yeah, I came up with it.
Well, it sounds like you have it all planned out. Just make sure you both share the workload equally.
We will.
Oh, no problemo.
Sure.
Bless you, Miss Waddle.
Thank you. Okay, I think that's it for today. So,
Miss Waddle, what about the science fair?
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me, Lucille. For those of you who are interested, the science fair is coming up. It's the biggest, most important science event in the school year. Now, it's not part of your regular schoolwork, but if you're interested in science like I know Lucille and Cammy are...
You got that right.
Then you need to be thinking of a project. I'll have more information for sign-ups in a day or two. Okay, that's all for today. I need cold medicine.
While poor Miss Waddle took off to get relief for her cold, Liz, Lucille, and the rest of the kids made their way home.
Nice job on your report, Lucille.
Oh, thanks. So you and Maury are working together? That should be interesting.
Why?
I just remember the last time you and I worked together.
What? You didn't like it?
Why do you think we aren't working together on the history project?
Well, because I didn't ask you.
Because you know me better than to ask me.
Hey, we got an A, didn't we?
Sure, if you use we loosely.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just I'm glad I'm not Maury, that's all.
Now, hold on a minute.
Lucille! Hi, Cammy.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. I was wondering what you were planning on doing for the science fair, Lucille. See, I was thinking...
Wait a minute. Just Lucille?
That's what she said, Liz.
What is this, some sort of discrimination?
No, I just mean,
I'm standing right here, and I know I may not be the greatest science whiz in the world like you do, but is that any reason to completely gloss over me and just assume that I have no plans to enter a project in the science fair?
Our sincerest apologies, Liz.
Thank you.
So, what are you planning on entering?
Where?
In the science fair.
Oh, yeah, right. Like I'd be caught dead entering that snorefest. Ha ha.
But you just said...
Don't try to understand him, Cammy. You're just gonna end up with a headache.
Hey!
What are you planning on entering in the fair?
Well, as you know, I'm extremely interested in botany.
Ooh.
Specifically the cross-pollination of disparate plant species in atmospherically controlled environments.
Oh, aren't we all?
Were you thinking of making some sort of representation of the cross-pollination event?
Indeed.
Oh, intriguing.
Uh-huh.
You see, my interest is more in the medical science arena, specifically the area of introducing nanotechnology into a biological carbon-based host.
What?
Fascinating.
That's not the word I'd use.
I was thinking of building a model as well. Perhaps we could look for supplies together.
Ooh. I would welcome your companionship. I was thinking the pharmacy might be the best place to start retrieving our materials.
Pharmacy?
Drugstore to you. That sounds great, Cammie. Should we go now?
No time like the present. I'd like to discuss your history report more in depth along the way,
really?
If that's all right with you.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, certainly. Big show-offs.
Liz! Hey, Liz!
Hey, Maury. What's up?
I just wanted to say I'm so happy we're going to be working together.
Aw, well, that's very nice.
I also wanted to tell you that I've taken the liberty of writing out a schedule of meetings and work times for us.
You're kidding, right?
No, it's a big project, and we need all the time we can get on it.
Man.
Starting right now at the library. So I thought...
Okay,
whoa.
Hey, whoa there, Einstein.
What's the matter?
Maury, I appreciate your hard work and efficiency here.
Uh-huh.
They're why I wanted to work with you.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
And I'm sure your schedule is very interesting and all. But right now, I have an appointment with a hot fudge sundae at the soda fountain, followed by a cool basketball game at the park with Spike.
Liz, we really should get to work right away.
Oh, we will. Just not this afternoon.
But...
Oh, come on, what's the rush? Don't worry, Maury, we have plenty of time. Enjoy yourself.
But... Oh, boy.
The pharmacy should have what we need for our projects.
Indeed. But getting back to what I was saying... I understand the need for the freedom of religion clause in the Constitution. There are, of course, people in the world who need to lean on something to explain the seemingly unexplainable. And, of course, we must make sure their rights to do so are secure.
Oh, of course.
I think what puzzles me is why people need religion in the first place.
Well, as you said, it helps them explain the unexplainable.
Ah, but I said the seemingly unexplainable. You see, I believe there is a scientific explanation for all of the mysteries of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Science has an answer for everything, so there's no need to turn to mythology.
Oh, I think there's a big difference between mythology and religion.
Perhaps, but my point remains. I don't understand why people choose the spiritual over the concrete. Don't they want to know?
Oh, maybe they feel like we can't know everything, that knowing everything is God's job.
But that's the beauty of science, to keep digging until you do find the answer for yourself.
Yeah.
Not just accept it because God says so. Give me fact, not faith.
Well, you certainly sound like you know what you believe.
I do. But what do you believe?
Me?
Yes. What about faith and God? And faith in God? What do you believe?
Well, I believe we better get our materials for our science fair project.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I do like to prattle on. Now, let's see. I need some cotton and some glue and some markers.
Oh, I think all those things are over here.
Oh, good.
The girls wandered off to another part of the store, little realizing that there was someone in the next aisle over who had heard everything they had said.
Oh, God bless you, Miss Waddle. Here's your medicine. This should make you feel better.
Thank you, George. I'm sure it will, at least physically. But I think I may have a different problem to deal with now.
Different problem? I'm afraid I don't understand.
It's nothing. Thanks again, George.
The next morning, Miss Waddle's cold was much better. So much better, in fact, that she was able to teach the whole day without sneezing even once. At the end of the day, she explained what she knew of the rules of the science fair to the students.
I don't have the registration forms or a deadline yet for when you need to register for the fair. But I do know that there are a limited number of spaces. They tend to go very fast. And when they're gone, they're gone. So be sure to register as soon as the form gets here and the date is announced.
Great, Bella.
Okay, that's it for today. Have a good weekend, everyone. Lucille, could you stay for a few minutes? I want to talk to you.
Stop it. What is it, Miss Waddle?
Well, first, I want to make it clear that I am now talking to you as your friend and fellow Christian.
Oh, okay, I understand. What's up?
I need to talk to you about what happened at the pharmacy yesterday.
Oh, the pharmacy?
I was there, and I overheard your conversation with Cammy about religion.
Oh.
I wasn't eavesdropping. I just happened to be in the next aisle.
Yeah, go on.
Well, to be honest, I was surprised that you didn't share your faith or really say anything to Cammy on the subject, even after she asked for your opinion.
Well, I told her some things.
No, not really. I was just wondering why you did that or didn't do it. Mm. Don't you think it's important to share your faith with your friends?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. It was just that
That what?
Well, it's hard. I mean, what if Cammy gets mad at me?
Lucille.
Or what if she makes fun of me?
Lucille.
Or confuses me by asking me too many questions?
Lucille.
What?
I think you're being a little silly. Those are pretty lame excuses.
Well, I think maybe you're making too big of a deal about this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it isn't that big of a problem.
It isn't? Lucille, I just think this is important.
I know. Look, if it'll make you feel any better, I'll try to find a time to share my faith with Cammy. But it will have to be when and if the time is right, okay? Can I go now?
Yes, Lucille.
While this was going on, Maury raced to catch up with Liz on the street outside the school.
Liz! Hey, Liz!
Oh, hey, Maury. Hey, you better slow down. You're gonna give yourself a heart attack running like that.
I was just wondering if, we could...
Okay, spit it out. Come
start on. Working this afternoon.
Working?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
On our history report.
Oh, yeah, the report.
Okay. I've already done some research on Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain.
Aw, that's great, Maury.
I thought we could go to the library, and you could look up Little Roundhead while I keep going on Chamberlain and Geckosburg.
Well, you know, I'd love to,
yeah.
And I really wish I could work with you today.
You can't?
I promised Grandpa Noli that I'd help out on the farm this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
We really need to get some quality work time in together, Liz.
Yeah.
The deadline will be here before we know it.
I know. You're right, Maury. And we will, I promise. Just not this afternoon.
Well, look, tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah.
How about if we meet up at the library around 10:30 in the morning?
That sounds great. Top notch. I'll be there.
Mean it?
But right now, I gotta go.
Okay then. 10:30 tomorrow.
10:30 tomorrow. You got it.
You'll be there.
With bells on.
You better be.
Bells?
At the library the next morning, Cammy walked in, ready to do some serious research of her own for her science project, and saw...
Maury?
Oh, hi, Cammy.
Looks like you're working hard.
Yeah, history project.
How are things going?
Fine. I'm getting a lot of good research and notes.
Well, this certainly is the place for it.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Liz.
Liz?
Yeah, he's due any minute now. He's... actually been due for the past 45 minutes. I'm sure he'll be here shortly, though.
Maybe. But I wouldn't be too sure.
Why not?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but on my way here, I saw Liz.
Where?
Standing in line at the Cineplex.
What?
I'm almost positive it was him.
Watch my stuff, would you, Cammy?
Okay, where are you going?
To the movies.
Monsters from Planet Xenon. Oh, man, I have been looking forward to seeing this movie.
Liz, what is going on?
Oh, hey, Maury. I didn't know you were an X-Monsters fan. Well, you better get a ticket if you're going to join us.
I'm not joining you. You're supposed to join me at the library.
Library? Uh-huh. Oh, the library.
Right, the place with all the books and shelves and research material on Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain and the Battle of Little Roundhead at Geckosburg. Ring a
spell.
Oh, Maury, I'm so sorry. I just forgot.
How could you forget?
Well,
you said you'd be there just yesterday.
Well, yeah.
We're supposed to be sharing this work.
Hey, we are sharing it. I came up with the topic, didn't I?
Yeah, but I've done all the research.
Well, of course.
Of course? What do you mean, of course?
Well, you're great at research, and I'm terrible at it. Mm-hmm. That's why I knew we'd be so good together, each of us working in our strengths.
That's all very nice, but it seems like my strength is the only one being used.
Well, sure, at the moment. But don't worry, my strength is coming up.
Just what is that strength?
Presentation.
Presentation?
Well, sure. I'll handle the presentation in front of the class. You hate presenting, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. Again, each of us working in our strengths. Hmm. Oh, the line is moving. Look, you keep going, and I'll check in on you at the library after the movie.
Come on, Liz.
Gotta go. You're the best, Maury. I'll see you later.
But. Rats. Later. Somehow I find that hard to believe. But we have to have a report. You might as well go back to work, Maury.
The weekend passed, and Miss Waddle got rid of her cold. Unfortunately, she passed it on to Maury. Still, he managed to work all weekend on the history project while Liz relaxed and had fun. Cammy and Lucille spent the weekend working on their individual science fair projects. They were all in class on Monday morning. After school, Liz caught up with Maury on the playground.
So, everything's coming along? We'll be finished in time? Bless you.
Yeah, everything is pretty much done. I just have to do some cleanup work.
Okay, good. Call me when you're finished. I need to get the report so I can practice it in time for our presentation at the end of the week.
I should be finished by tonight.
Bless you. You need to get some rest, buddy. Well, after you finish the report, of course.
Of course.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
have you seen Lucille?
Yeah,
oh,
she
wait,
was in
there
the...
she is. Never mind. Yeah. Bye.
Oh, hi. Hi. Who was that masked woman?
Cammy rushed up to Lucille, very excited.
Lucille, Lucille!
Hi, Cammy.
I'm so glad I found you.
Why, what's up?
I got in.
In? In where? What are you talking about?
What do you think I'm talking about? The science fair. I got in.
What? No! Miss Waddle hasn't even gotten the registration forms yet.
Yes, she has. I just came from signing it.
Why didn't I hear about this?
Miss Waddle gathered a bunch of us together at the end of class and told us about it.
Oh, that's when I was working in the library.
Oh, I was wondering why I didn't see you there.
Why didn't she tell me this? There's only a few spaces and now they might be gone.
Actually, I think they are indeed gone.
What?
Miss Waddle was right. They went really fast. I practically had to wrestle my way to the front to get in.
No, no, I can't believe this!
Sorry. Poor Lucille.
Miss Waddle calmly sat at her desk as Lucille rushed into the room.
Miss Waddle?
Oh, hello, Lucille. Did you have a good afternoon in the library?
How come you didn't tell me about the science fair registration sheet?
Well, it was hard.
Hard?
Yes, I mean, I'd have to go all the way to the library and everything, and what if when I got there, you got mad at me?
What?
Or made fun of me.
Miss Waddle.
Or confuse me by asking me too many questions.
What in the world are you talking about?
I just think you're making too big of a deal about this.
Too big?
Yeah, I mean, it isn't that big of a problem.
Miss Waddle?
What? You don't like my excuses?
No, I think they're the lamest, weakest excuses I've ever heard.
Oh, well, in that case, I agree.
I just can't believe that you... What?
I agree. Those are the lamest excuses I've ever heard. That's why I reserved a space on the registration sheet for you. Don't worry, you're in.
Oh, Miss Waddle, thank you. You have a pretty funny sense of humor sometimes, though.
I know. Sorry about that, but I meant what I said about those excuses. I thought they were lame the moment I heard you say them.
Yeah, me? When did I say them?
Those are the exact excuses you gave me the other day for not talking to Cammy about your faith.
Oh.
See how it feels to be possibly left out of something wonderful?
Yeah.
It all comes down to how important you think heaven is, how important you think it is to tell others about it, and how much you want others to be there with you. I think Cammy understands that concept better than you do.
What do you mean?
Cammy felt the science fair was so important and wanted you to be there so badly that she chased you down and told you about the sign-ups. Maybe you should think about that.
The next morning, Liz noticed that Maury wasn't at school. He asked Miss Waddle about it.
He called in sick today.
Oh, yeah, I thought he wasn't feeling very well yesterday. Poor guy.
Well, fortunately, you're here, so you can still present your history report.
Wait, whoa, what? Whoa, whoa! We have to present the report today?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had until the end of the week.
Originally, yes, but I went to visit Maury last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And he gave me the written report and all the research on the topic.
He did?
Uh-huh. He also told me that you are doing the presentation for the class, and that you are more than prepared to do so.
I am?
Uh-huh. So I'm ready when you are.
I can deliver the presentation. I just need to see Maury's, our report first.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have the presentation memorized. That wasn't a requirement, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, good.
But sharing the workload was.
Yes.
And if the two of you truly share the workload, then you should already have a copy of the written report.
Uh-huh.
Because the two of you would have written it together and taken notes together and done the research together, right?
Well, actually,
I forgot. You're no good at research or writing. Those are Maury's strengths. And based on those strengths, Maury is going to get a good grade on this project. Maury alone. Since Maury did all of the work on it, didn't he?
Yes. Does this mean you're going to fail me, though?
No. You still have until the end of the week to get a report done. So you'd better get really good at research and writing in a hurry.
Oh, good idea.
You will lose a grade on this project because of what you've done.
Oh.
And your report has to be on a subject different than Maury's.
Oh, wait, but that was my idea in the first place.
Well, considering your actions, I think you're getting a bargain, don't you?
Yes, Miss Waddle.
That afternoon, Miss Waddle was back at the pharmacy when she heard some familiar voices in the next aisle.
So anyway, we got into this big discussion about religion and faith in God and the history of our country. And I was trying to remember what you had said in your First Amendment report.
Oh, that's nice.
Indeed. You see, it was his contention that a non-religious person couldn't really talk intelligently on the subject of faith.
Mm.
I used your report as an example of how that could be done and done brilliantly.
My report? You used my report as an example of how a non-religious person could talk about faith in God?
Yes. Oh, I hope I didn't overstep my bounds. I tried to do your views justice. It's okay, isn't it?
Well, wait, it isn't okay.
Huh?
What you said about my views, it isn't okay. Cammy, I'm a person of faith. Faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yes, and I want to tell you about my faith, about what I believe, like I should have done the first time you asked me.
Of course. When?
Right now, before we do anything else. Can we go get a soda and talk?
Absolutely. Have you always believed?
Well, for as long as I can remember, I grew up in a family of...
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Miss Waddle was right. Heaven is more important and more wonderful than any other place we can think of. Next time you're in a situation like Lucille's, ask God to help you have the courage to tell others how much you love God and how much God loves them. Then, let God handle the rest.
Hey, you know what?
listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at Facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank
you. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Bill Lawler. Listen, Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.